You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now to prepaid debit cards, the increasingly popular plastic cards with MasterCard or Visa logos that let you shop anywhere with preloaded money. They're a growing part of this economy and the financial services industry, but they can be risky. There aren't any protections against theft or purchases that are defective or unauthorized charges. But this week, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau started requiring safeguards on prepaid cards that are the same as debit cards that are tied to bank accounts. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on that.
Employers use prepaid cards to pay their workers, governments to disperse benefits like unemployment. People who use debit cards from banks have had protection against fraud and loss for 40 years. Now says Nick Burke with the Consumer Finance Project.
People have pretty much the same rights to be protected and get their money back if somebody steals their prepaid card as they do when they use a credit card or a debit card.
Consumers who report a lost or stolen prepaid card within 2 days are only responsible for $50 in losses. If they wait 60 days, it could cost them $500. These new rules come as prepaid cards have risen in popularity. Credit card industry analyst Ted Rossman says more than 8 million households don't have bank accounts.
So there are a lot of people who are using prepaid cards as an alternative to the traditional banking system.
Another reason for the uptick in prepaid cards, it's pretty cheap for employers, the government, and others to load the cards with money, says David Robertson with Nielsen Journal.
Plastic cards are, you know, it costs a quarter, you know, to give somebody a plastic card with a magnetic stripe. Just mailing a check would cost you more than that.
Card issuers, though, now have to change their packaging and the language they use when they issue new cards. Ben Jackson is with Innovative Payments Association.
The rules are very, very prescriptive. And then they had to begin printing extra disclosures.
The Mercator Advisory Group says hundreds of billions of dollars are loaded on prepaid cards each year. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.